This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Officials say a fifth person is confirmed dead in the collapse of a 12-story condominium tower near Miami. Rescue efforts were hampered Saturday by fire and smoke coming from deep inside the concrete and metal remains of the building. Rescuers were using infrared technology, water, and foam to battle the blaze, whose source was not clear. Florida Senator Marco Rubio said Saturday night in a driving rainstorm that the Federal Emergency Management Agency is on site to help, and they continue to hold out hope of finding survivors.
We continue to hold hope. We pray for God's grace. We pray for miracles. And we pray for God's peace and strength on the family and those that have been impacted by this.
Meanwhile, a report released Saturday said the ground floor pool deck of the oceanfront condominium had major structural damage and needed to be extensively repaired. The 2018 engineering report released by the city of Surfside said there was abundant cracking and spalling of concrete columns, beams, and walls in the parking garage. Britain's health minister Matt Hancock quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
And those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks. This is VOA News. Police in riot gear on Saturday blocked streets to try to thwart gay pride marchers in Istanbul, while thousands turned out joyfully in Paris and elsewhere in Europe after pandemic privations. Authorities have banned Istanbul Pride events since 2015, citing public security and more recently COVID-19 restrictions. Thousands of people turned Paris streets into a rainbow-colored festival celebrating being together again after a year and a half of pandemic restrictions. In Berlin, demonstrators set off on three routes toward the central Alexanderplatz in a format meant to both avoid bigger gatherings during the pandemic and to reflect the diversity of the LGBT community. Virus concerns forced cancellation of Pride events in Lisbon and postponement of London's usually heavily attended event. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to pay $230 million to settle claims that the pharmaceutical giant helped fuel the opioid crisis. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The deal announced Saturday requires Johnson & Johnson to make a series of payments over 9 years that will cover the total. The drug maker also agreed to end the manufacturing and distribution of opioids across the nation. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who sued the drug maker and was about to go to trial, said in a statement, "The company helped fuel this fire, but today they're committing to leaving the opioid business." J&J said in a statement, "The settlement is not an admission of liability or wrongdoing by the company and its actions relating to the marketing and promotion of important prescription pain medications were appropriate and responsible." I'm Julie Walker.
The suspect in a knife attack in southern Germany that left three women dead was ordered kept in custody Saturday on suspicion of murder, while authorities puzzled over a possible motive, examining his mental health and seeking to determine whether he was radicalized. On Saturday, the man appeared before a judge who ordered him held in jail pending a possible indictment on suspicion of three counts of murder, six of attempted murder, and another of bodily harm. Officials said he did not have a criminal record, but there were two incidents earlier this year that resulted in him being sent briefly to a psychiatric hospital. Spain has dropped its requirement for people to wear masks in the street after more than a year of people having to cover up in public. So far, more than half of Spain's 47 million population have had a first dose of COVID-19 vaccine, with one in every three people fully vaccinated. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.